From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Leaders of the world's richest nations are on their way to Pittsburgh for tomorrow's opening of the G20 summit, dedicated this time to ironing out agreements on global banking controls and boosting commitments to fighting global warming. Frank Browning has details.
Banking issues are at the top of the G20 agenda. What kind of controls need to be placed on risky lending, futures markets trading, and bonuses paid to key executives? Conflict seems sure between continental Europeans, especially France and Germany, versus the United States on the question of bonuses and what sort of limits can be placed on international bank lending rules. France's Nicolas Sarkozy has pushed for tough rules to discourage the sort of mortgage speculation that helped provoke the current crisis, while the Obama administration is cool to fixed rules. Sarkozy will also propose a so-called Tobin tax, named after Nobel economist James Tobin, to be placed on all financial transactions as a curb on speculative risk. But both Britain and the U.S. oppose such a tax. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
President Obama is certainly confronted with a high-stakes week on top of hosting the G20 summit. He'll also speak at a UN gathering. One of the biggest foreign policy issues, the Middle East. The president will attempt to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace process with separate and then joint meetings with the leaders of Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Meanwhile, healthcare overhaul continues to dominate President Obama's domestic agenda. The FBI has arrested three men as part of an alleged terrorism plot to detonate explosive devices in the U.S. Among those in custody, a 24-year-old airport shuttle driver from the Denver area. Najibullah Zazi maintains he is not a terrorist, but a victim of mistaken identity. He is charged with making false statements to the FBI. NPR's Jeff Brady has details.
For 3 days, FBI agents interviewed Najibullah Zazi in Denver. He was allowed to go home after each session. Then late Saturday night, agents arrested him and his father in a suburb of Denver. A third man was arrested in Flushing, New York. All were charged with lying to federal investigators. They're scheduled for court appearances Monday. In an affidavit, the FBI says Zazi, who was born in Afghanistan, traveled to Pakistan last year. The document says he attended an Al-Qaeda training camp where he learned about weapons and explosives. Investigators also say a laptop Zazi was carrying had detailed instructions for building a bomb. Investigators say they don't have specific information about the timing, location, or target of any planned attack. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
An American soldier was killed in a helicopter crash in Iraq this weekend. 12 others have been wounded. This is NPR News. Gender tests performed on South African world champion runner Caster Semenya suggest that she is clinically a hermaphrodite. Now, South Africa's sports ministry wants the country's athletics chief fired for lying about the test results. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton has more.
South Africa's track chief, Leonard Chiwene, admitted at a news conference Saturday that he lied about his knowledge of gender tests on Caster Semenya. He said he wanted to protect Semenya's privacy. The 18-year-old runner won gold at the Athletics World Championships in Berlin last month after sex tests performed on her in Pretoria. Chiwene ignored medical advice and a request from athletics governing body, the IAAF, refusing to withdraw Semenya from the 800 meters race because he said there were no test results. Chiwene objected when the IAAF ordered its own tests on the South African teen athlete after Berlin. The Semenya gender row has angered many South Africans who say it smacks of racism. Afabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says he has received Israeli assurances that the Jewish state has no plans to take military action against Iran. But in an appearance on CNN, the president did not say whether Russia would support Iran if attacked by Israel. New York Governor David Paterson reportedly is under more pressure to withdraw from the 2010 gubernatorial race. New York Times reports President Obama has asked Paterson to back out following a series of political troubles for the governor's office. The best in television will be honored in Los Angeles tonight at the Emmys. Many of last year's winners are again competing in the top categories. This is NPR.